Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, November 12th. Most staff in provincial long-term care homes have had at least one shot of the COVID-19 vaccine. The Ontario government says 98% of staff have at least one dose of a vaccine, while 95% have two. Long-term care minister Rod Phillips says staff must have at least one dose by November 15th and both doses by December 13th. Those who do not will not be allowed to enter long-term care facilities to work. Grey County has ratified a new collective agreement with its unionized transportation services workers. County Council approved several recommendations at its meeting on Friday to ratify a memorandum of settlement reached with the Canadian Union of Public Employees Local 1530. No immediate word if union members have formally endorsed the deal yet. CUPE Local 1530 represents around 60 full-time, part-time, or seasonal road workers who are responsible for tasks such as snow plowing, bridge maintenance, and road maintenance. According to a county staff report, the new four-year agreement with unionized workers includes increases to the benefit package for CUPE members and wage increases of 1.6% for 2021 to 23 and 2% in 2024. The total budget impact for Grey County is around $677,000 in total over 4 years. After nearly 2 years of being closed, the Allenford Curling Club is dusting off its brushes and getting back to the game its members have dearly missed. Club Secretary Roger Dougal says a $26,400 grant was presented to the club by Bruce Gray Owen Sound Conservative MPP Bill Walker and Ontario Trillium Foundation volunteer Val Fleming this week.
Without this grant, we wouldn't have been able to open because, I mean, our resources were, after last year, even with a couple of fundraisers we did have, were pretty well exhausted, and this gave us a boost we needed at the beginning to just get everything organized.
Dougal says they're looking for curlers of all ages, from as young as 5 to 100 or older. He says you don't have to have experience. They're more than happy to help people develop the skills they need to play the game. If you're interested in joining, you can find more information on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website or look for the Allenford Curling Club's Facebook page. Georgian College is hosting another open house this weekend that will be delivered directly to the computers, tablets, and mobile devices of prospective students. The virtual event is a chance to learn about Georgian's many programs and services. Interested applicants can connect with faculty and staff via scheduled virtual interactive live sessions. The open house runs from 9 in the morning to 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. A woman who was killed in the Toronto van attack in 2018 has died from her injuries. The woman, who was 65, had been in hospital ever since she was injured in that incident. The suspect, Alec Manassian, is said to have deliberately used a van to jump the sidewalk that day, killing 10 people and injuring 16 others at the time. Manassian was convicted earlier this year of 10 counts of first-degree murder and 16 of attempted murder, and he will be sentenced in January. Toronto police say the woman's death is now considered a homicide, but Manassian can't face another murder charge because too much time has gone by since she was injured. OPP say they pulled over a driver who had two mattresses on the roof of their car secured only by a bed sheet. Police say it happened in the GTA. OPP say a bed sheet is not a sufficient way to secure a load on the roof of your car. In sports, 5 games in the NHL tonight, including the Toronto Maple Leafs hosting Calgary. Also, Edmonton visits Buffalo. In the OHL, the Owen Sound Attack are at Kitchener to face the Rangers. Saturday, the Attack host the Guelph Storm. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League, the Hanover Barons visit the Walkerton Hawks, and Mitchell is in Wingham. In WOAA Senior Hockey, the Saugeen Shores Winterhawks host the Minto 81s, and Shallow Lake hosts Shelburne. Ripley visits Clinton. In the Canadian Football League, the Toronto Argonauts host the Hamilton Tiger Cats, and the Calgary Stampeders visit the BC Lions in the late game. In World Cup soccer qualifying, Canada plays Costa Rica. Canada is third in CONCACAF with 10 points, while Costa Rica is fifth with 6 points. The top 3 teams in each group will advance to the 2022 World Cup in Qatar. Kickoff is 9 o'clock in Edmonton. In the NBA, 11 games tonight, including the Detroit Pistons at Cleveland. Tomorrow, the Pistons will be in Toronto to meet the Raptors. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.